Hey everyone, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Unstoppable Brain by Kyra Bobinet. Sophie, I gotta ask you, how many times have you set a goal, failed once, and just felt that what's the point? Feeling takeover?
Oh, more times than I want to count. And Sam, that's exactly what this book is about. Bobinet explains that it's not a character flaw, it's a tiny part of your brain called the habenula that's basically a disappointment gatekeeper. It's fascinating.
The habenula, I had to look that up. It's like this ancient structure deep in the brain that fires when things don't go as expected. And when it fires, it literally puts the brakes on your motivation.
Right. And the crazy part is, it's designed to protect you from wasting energy. In our ancestors' world, if you tried something and it didn't work, it made sense to stop. But in our modern world, it misfires constantly.
Yeah, because now a failure might be skipping one workout or getting one negative comment. And your brain treats it like a saber-toothed tiger is coming. I mean, that's a bit of an overreaction, isn't it?
Totally. And Bobinet argues that our environment makes it worse. We're surrounded by easy, high dopamine rewards, social media, snacks, and streaming. So your habenula compares the discomfort of writing a report to the instant pleasure of scrolling, and guess which one wins?
The scrolling. Every time. And we blame ourselves for being lazy. But the book says it's actually a battle between two different brain systems. The survival brain that wants safety now, and the executive brain that wants future fulfillment.
Exactly. So the question is, how do we become unstoppable? Bobinet says the first step is mindful awareness. Not just meditation, but learning to observe that feeling of resistance and say, oh, that's my habenula trying to protect me. It creates a tiny gap between impulse and action.
I tried that this morning. I was about to pick up my phone instead of writing, and I just paused and thought, there it is. And honestly, it worked. I still picked up the phone, but at least I noticed it.
That's the start. And then Bobinet says you have to lower the barrier to entry. The survival brain is terrified of big goals like write a book, but it has no problem with write one sentence. So you sneak past the habenula by making the first step laughably easy.
The 2-minute rule, right? Want to exercise? Put on your workout clothes and do one push-up. Want to meditate? Sit for 1 minute. The goal is just to show up. And once you start, momentum often carries you forward.
Yes. And she also talks about reframing failure. The habenula is triggered by the gap between expectation and reality. So you set a goal to lose 10 pounds, you lose 2, and your brain screams failure. But if you shift to a learning orientation, you ask, what did I learn? That turns shame into data.
So instead of, I failed, it's okay. I learned that I need to schedule my workouts in the morning, not after work when I'm tired. That's way more useful. And it doesn't trigger the habenula as much because you're not judging yourself.
Another big piece is social connection. The survival brain is deeply social. When we feel judged or isolated, it goes into defensive mode. Bobinet says we need a tribe, a workout partner, a mastermind group, even just one trusted friend. Sharing goals reduces the perceived threat.
And she talks about purpose too. If your daily grind connects to something bigger than yourself, the habenula's objections seem trivial. Like, you're not just writing a report, you're helping your team succeed. That kind of reframe is powerful.
She also addresses the attention economy. Our dopamine system has been hijacked by notifications and likes. So she recommends creating intentional friction, turn off notifications, put your phone in another room, use blocking apps. Raise the cost of distraction so the easy path leads toward your goal.
That's basically designing your environment for success instead of relying on willpower. I love that. And then there's the idea of radical self-acceptance. You're going to have days when the habenula wins. And that's okay. You don't spiral into shame.
She calls it grace. When you slip, you acknowledge it, learn from it, and gently return to your path. Shame is a terrible motivator. Curiosity and self-compassion are far more effective. The unstoppable brain isn't one that never fails. It's one that fails, learns, and gets back up.
The book ends by saying you have to become a scientist of your own experience. Observe your internal weather without being swept away. Design your environment. Connect to purpose. Surround yourself with support. And every time you override the habenula, you're rewiring your brain for unstoppability.
That's the hopeful message. The brain is plastic. It can change. You're not stuck. And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
For me, the big takeaway is that the enemy isn't me. It's an ancient neural circuit trying to protect me from a world that doesn't exist anymore. And I can outsmart it by being curious, not judgmental.
Yeah, and that's the heart of it. The power is in showing up for yourself one small, defiant step at a time. We'll see you in the next one.